Okay, hello. So we took a week off last week. We're back, and we're going to finish up Hodu, the final section of Hodu. So as we do, we'll just read through translating the words from Hebrew into English, and then after that, we'll share, hopefully, some deeper insights. So the final portion of Hodu begins and it proceeds in the following way. Hoshia es amecha uvarich es nachla secha. Hashem, save your nation and bless your nachla secha, your inheritance. Ureim v'naseim ad ha'olam. Tend to them, like take care of us. Naseim, hold them up, raise them up. Ad ha'olam, forever. Nafshenu chikasa la'Hashem. Our souls long, lichakot, they wait for, they long for Hashem. Ezreinu umagineinu hu, who is our help and our protector, our shield. Kivo yismach libenu, because in Hashem's protection, in His presence, in His guidance, yismach libenu, our hearts are made happy, are gladdened. Kivashem kadshova tachnu, because we are very trusting in Hashem's holy name. Yichazdecha Hashem alinu, may Hashem's chesed, His kindness, be upon us. Kasher yichalnu lach, like we have waited for. Harenu Hashem chazdecha, show us Hashem your chesed, v'yashecha titen lanu. And your Yeshua, your salvation, give to us. Kuma ezra salanu, get up, arise, help us. Uftenu leman chazdecha, and be poda us, redeem us. Leman chazdecha, for the purpose, the sake of your kindness, meaning out of your kindness, poda, redeem us. Anochi Hashem Elokecha, I am Hashem, your God, Hamalcha Me'eretz Mitzrayim, who raised you up from Egypt. Harchev Picha V'amaleu, open wide Picha, your mouth, and I will fill it in a good way. Ashrei Am Shekach Alo, praiseworthy is the nation that is such, that is like this, that this is their lot in life. Ashrei Am Shehashem Elokav, praiseworthy is the nation, blessed is the nation that has Hashem as their God. V'ani b'chastecha v'tachti, but as for me, or and for me, in your kindness I trust, I am confident in your kindness. Yogel libi b'yeshuasecha, my heart will exalt, will be happy and gladdened in your salvation. Ashira l'Hashem ki gamal alai, I will sing to Hashem, because Hashem has dealt with me kindly. Gamal alai, like gamilas chasadim. So, that's the conclusion of Hodu. So rather than focus on a few individual phrases from that portion today, instead, we'll do a little bit of a broader idea that's ranging throughout all of Hodu from the beginning until the end. So this is an idea from Rav Shimshon Pinkus in his Sefer Nefesh Shimshon on the Siddur, a very popular set of Svarim. A lot of them have been translated into English, very popular and renowned author of many, many fantastic Svarim. So Rav Pinkus describes and explains that Hodu is a very important foundational tefillah because of the following. Because the themes that we say and recite within Hodu are themes about removing any sort of blockage, any sort of prevention from us being able to fully serve Hashem properly. And that is sort of wide-reaching and wide-ranging. How does it accomplish that goal? So if you go through the words of the Hodu and you read through some of the themes that come along throughout reading the Hodu, so what we see is that these songs of praise, these poems, these poetic languages of praise are all ways in which we describe Hashem's sort of complete and total control over the world. Right, we set sort of the foundation of our belief in Hashem for the way in which He completely and entirely controls the physical world, the physical realm. Everything that He has first created and then continues to control. And that recognition is sort of fundamental and foundational for us to be able to, first of all, just daven successfully the rest of the davening, but also even to just really serve Hashem properly throughout the rest of our day, the rest of the mitzvahs as well. The Yetzer Hara, the evil inclination, tries to sort of block us up from doing the right thing. And the Yetzer Hara basically tries to get us to sort of forget those fundamental ideas. And that Malach HaMavis, that Satan, that Yetzer Hara, one of the ways in which he tries to block us up and sort of like trip us up in our Avodas Hashem is he tries to bring sort of like negative things into the physical world. Right? Meaning negative temptations, negative sort of drives and inclinations that we physically are drawn to. But if we end up successfully singing these praises about Hashem's control of the physical world, and we come to the clear and very sort of distinct recognition of Hashem's creation of the world, control of the world, and the miraculous nature of how Hashem has guided and protected the Jewish people, we're able to sort of rise above a lot of those makvim, those blockages, those things that prevent us from really successfully completing the process of davening. As we mentioned, Pesukim D'Zimra is really preparatory for Shemona Esrei, and it allows us to really successfully be over the Hashem the rest of the day. So Rav Pinkus describes a very fundamental and important idea. There is a tendency that people often have, especially if they're running late, but sometimes even if they have time, to skip Pesukim D'Zimra either partially or wholly. And one of the parts that is often sort of the first to get cut is Hodu. Rav Pinkus says, Chas v'chalila, this is a terrible thing to cut, a terrible part of Pesukim D'Zimra to cut out, because it's so fundamental, these ideas, these songs of praise, this ability, this process of recognizing and praising Hashem for all these things, it's really setting the stage for everything else we want to accomplish in our tefillah and in our day. So basically what Rav Pinkus says is the following. He draws a mashal, a little bit of a metaphor or an analogy. He basically says, a person, let's say, were to go to the doctor. And he says to the doctor, I'm not feeling so well. So the doctor says, I'm going to give you a vitamin, a multivitamin. It's going to take care of all the things. You're not sick, but maybe deficiencies in a few areas, some minerals, some vitamins. Here's a multivitamin to take every single day. It's going to help you out. And then the person, okay, so maybe he takes it, skips a few days here and there, etc. Then he starts just not taking it. He skips a week, a month, a year, comes back to the doctor, I feel terrible. All the things came back. The doctor says, what happened? He says, I stopped taking the vitamin. He says, okay, there's your reason. So too with Hodu. Hodu is a multivitamin. It is a complete vitamin that if one takes repeatedly, and by take I mean, of course, say and recite in davening, they are setting themselves up for success in their tefillah, for success in sort of their ability to recognize and remember many of the tenets of our emunah in Hashem. And that is obviously foundational and fundamental for all of our subsequent Avodas Hashem throughout the rest of the day. So if we have that analogy in mind, that Hodu, really all Pesukim D'Zimra, but Hodu in particular, is like a complete vitamin, a multivitamin that keeps us healthy, keeps us going, and sets us up for success, we obviously would never really skip unless perhaps absolutely necessary. If you're in 11th grade halacha this year, you know that there's a certain order of priority of which parts of Pesukim D'Zimra are skipped when you really are pressed for time. But barring that lack of time, if a person is able to really do it on a consistent basis, Rav Pinkus is telling us that is incredibly important for a person's spiritual health. And he ends the piece, the chapter, on Hodu in the following way. He says, therefore, I'm going to translate, paraphrase into English, it is incumbent upon all of us to really strengthen our resolve and to say with consistency the Mizmor, the song of Hodu, in its correct place in order through Pesukim D'Zimra where it's found in the Siddur. And by doing this, through the practice of reciting Hodu in its proper place on a consistent basis, we should all, Emir Tashem, be zoche to a strengthening of our spiritual strength, and in that way be able to sort of push out any of the negative sort of forces that exert upon us in this world. And we should be able to be misgaber, to strengthen ourselves and have that midah of gevura, of sort of might and strength in kedusha and holiness and sanctity. And we should be able to therefore be mitchazik and strengthen ourselves by taking that spiritual vitamin, by reciting the Mizmor of Hodu. And give all of us that bracha as well, to echo the sentiment of Rav Pinkus. And we'll end there for today. And next time, Yom Tov Hashem, we'll continue with the rest of Pesukei D'Zimra.